Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen is in Texas today. She's there to get a firsthand look at what she's calling a catastrophe at the southern border, a catastrophe that she says is caused by a flood of migrants from Central America. At the current pace, Nielsen says almost 100,000 migrants will cross the border this month, far exceeding last month's total. NPR's Joel Rose reports on why the numbers keep going up and up.
Irsi Castillo clutches her 3-year-old daughter to her chest to shield her from the wind. They've just crossed the Rio Grande and stepped onto U.S. soil in El Paso, Texas, after traveling from Honduras.
The trip was long and hard.
Thousands of migrants like Castillo are crossing the border every day and turning themselves in to the Border Patrol. And many of them, like Castillo, are getting advice from relatives already in the U.S.
They told me it's easier to enter the U.S. if you bring a child.
It's true that migrant families are likely to be released to wait for their day in immigration court. And that is at the heart of the current immigration debate, with one side saying these migrants deserve the chance to apply for asylum, and the other side saying we need to change our immigration laws to stop them from coming. Here's DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen speaking this week in Washington.
Our laws are not keeping up with the migrant flows, and until they are fixed, the situation will only get worse and more heartbreaking.
But this has been the debate for years, and the number of parents and children arriving at the border is bigger than ever. So why are so many migrants choosing to come now? NPR interviewed more than a dozen migrants and experts. We found three possible factors: the simple economics of price cutting, the reach of social media, and, ironically, the Trump administration's own immigration crackdown. First, the business of human smuggling. Here's one migrant from Guatemala who made it to a shelter in Tucson, Arizona, with his daughter. Not only can you get into the country if you bring your child, but he says it's cheaper, too.
So it's quite a bit of savings.
Luis Argueta is an award-winning filmmaker based in Guatemala who's been documenting international migration since the 1970s.
If you travel by yourself as a single male, today it would cost you almost $12,000. But if you have a child, it'll cost you a lot less.
Smugglers charge the families less because they just have to drop them at the border and tell them to turn themselves in on the other side. But migrants traveling alone are more likely to be detained or immediately deported, so they have to be smuggled across the border. And as smugglers cut the price, they get more customers. Which brings us to the second factor driving the migrant surge: social media. Smugglers use social networks to market their services, and migrants can see that their own family and friends have made it to the U.S., says Argueta.
Everybody has cell phones. Everybody has Facebook. You know, you see pictures of people with vehicles, with jobs, with nice clothes.
Argueta has been interviewing migrants for his next film, including a man who left Guatemala and crossed the border with his daughter. The man says he's talked to his friends in the U.S. on social media, and they encouraged him to come, along with his daughter. Which brings us to the third factor here, the Trump administration's own policies. The administration has tried a bunch of ways to deter these migrants, even separating parents and children at the border under its zero-tolerance policy last year. But those efforts may have backfired by drawing so much attention.
It is very ironic.
Guadalupe Correa Cabrera teaches border security and migration at George Mason University. She says migrants know that President Trump wants to keep them out.
People think that he might be serious, so they have to do it now. It's now or never.
That's another reason why Irsi Castillo, the young mother from Honduras, decided to make the trip now.
I watch the news, and yes, that's our fear, that the laws will change, and if you bring a child, they won't let you enter. It's better to come sooner. We sold what little we had in our country and hit the road.
Like tens of thousands of other migrants, she decided that the bigger risk would be staying home. Joel Rose, NPR News.